Hey folks, it's Jeff Fuzzy Wenzel from the Woodshed Agency. It is March 24th, 2018, and you're listening to a new episode of Gawkerbacker. Here we go. So I'm currently outside taking a nice walk to pick up my son from school. And today's been a nice day. It's been filled with a lot of leads, a lot of conversations, a lot of dreaming, right? With kind of people off the internet that are looking to do equity crowdfunding or just any sort of crowdfunding, basically. And then I had a great time going down to Detroit because we're thinking about getting an office in the city and kind of relocating down there and try to make a space that fits a lot of needs, right? So we want the space to have a flex vibe to it. We want the space to be open to a lot of creatives. We want there to be the ability to have video. So we're looking at this space, it's intriguing, but it's a scary time as well because we're trying to grow and build this agency, and cash flow is always what we're working on. So it's important that we make these next decisions as carefully as possible so that we don't get over our head with signing some two-year lease with a space in the city and having that kill our cash flow. So a lot of things to consider right now. We've got a lot of plates spinning, but it's also an exciting time because you can feel some of the growth happening right now. So yeah, if you've got any advice on that, shoot me a message over here on Anchor. I'd love to hear your thoughts on how to grow a company, a young company, I should say. So, all right, guys, let's see. Let's move on to the next segment. All right, let's go over to Kickstarter and let's go do some gawking. What do you say about that, huh? Let's go see if we can't find some campaigns that inspire us. And I think you guys should know about. Let's go see here. Hold on a second here. All right, I'm clicking over right now. All right, so the first campaign I'm checking out is called Allergic to Everything, the Cookbook and Lifestyle Guide. This would be a frustrating thing if this was me. So this is your one-stop resource cookbook and lifestyle guide for any food allergy and people who love them. So if you're somebody that's struggling with this might be a great campaign for you, or maybe your kids are full of allergies. I know for us, it's a challenge with my son because we're a vegetarian family and the school isn't allowed to have peanut butter. So it cuts out half our things. He's also getting heartburn from hummus. So we're basically down to like crackers, you know, crackers and cheese. So if you want to go check this out, it's over in cookbooks now as the tag. So they've got a high goal of 33,000. They're only currently just under 8,000 with 24 days to go. So they got a little bit of work to do, but go check them out right now over on Kickstarter. All right, Teddy, we are going to do 5 questions in 5 minutes. Why don't you tell my listeners who you are and where you're calling from?
So I'm Teddy. I come from France, and I'm a 19-year-old student.
Awesome, awesome. You guys, social media accounts people can check out?
You can find me on Instagram at TeddyLTR.
Okay, awesome. Very cool. Well, let's jump right into it. So we're going to do 5 questions in 5 minutes. First question I have for you is, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I didn't have nothing for breakfast this morning because, you know, I didn't have the time to, you know, eat a bit. So,
okay.
You know, I just upped out of bed and, you know, got on with my day.
All right. That's an answer. Number two, what's the last book you've read?
Wow. The last book I read was a book about, I don't remember the exact title, but it was a book, you know, that was called Emotional Intelligence. And, you know, it taught you, you know, how to deal with your emotion the smart way, you know, the fact that, you know, emotional intelligence was, you know, better than IQ because, you know, it taught you to, you know, restrain yourself, you know, deal with anger, deal with, you know, sadness. Sure. And everything else. It was a very cool book.
Awesome. Awesome. What for you personally did you kind of take out of it? It'll be sort of a little sub question here.
Yeah. What did I took out of that was the fact that, you know, sometimes, you know, we might feel stuff, you know, because, you know, we're all human beings and, you know, we have emotions and, you know, sometimes we can, you know, define ourselves by what we feel. And sometimes, you know, what we feel isn't what we really think.
Mm-hmm.
So simply the key thing that I got out of that book was simply, you know, your emotions are one thing, but what I truly think, what I truly want isn't sometimes what I feel.
That's great. That's very cool. All right. Number three. What's one thing you want people to remember about you?
I think that, what I want people, to remember about me is, I think my great mood and my awesome positivity that, when, people think about me, I want people to, be like, that Teddy is the guy, that smiles. Even when he goes through hell, he's gonna smile and he's gonna be in a great mood.
That's great. That's great. Good positive
Yeah.
attitude. All right, let's see here. Number four. What would you change if you could change one thing about yourself?
Well, if I could change one thing about myself, I think that, I would, give myself a bit more be a bit more consistent, meaning that, when I get on, with something in life, because usually, I'm a fast runner, meaning that when I have something in mind, I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna do it 100% for sure. But sometimes, I'm gonna get lost along the way, and then I'm gonna stop what I'm doing because, I'm giving too much of my own self. But I think that it is something that I'm working on. So if I could change this, and if I know it's gonna get better. So, but if I could change this one thing, it'd be, really to be a bit more consistent with my choices and the way I live.
That's great. All right, last question. What's one of your goals for the next 12 months?
For the next 12 months, I think my own goal is, something that, has been, this has been the goal that has been with me my whole life, and which has been, to make tomorrow better than what it was yesterday. And yeah, to be a better person every day. I think this is, a goal that, I try to uphold every day.
That's great. So that's a pretty big goal, like a general goal. What's maybe like a
Small
small
goal?
step that's, well, I mean, like more like what's an achievable thing that you can do that maybe up in the course of a whole
Sure.
year, you can look back and say that, but what, like maybe like what's today something you're
Yeah,
doing
sure.
to
Sure,
achieve what you're trying to
sure.
get to?
For just a bit of background story before I get to that question. I wasn't really, a very sports guy, when I was younger. And, I'm really trying, to get into sports, to practice sports. So, my goal, has been for a month, to make 100 push-ups every day. And, I'm trying to go a bit further than that. And, for this, for example, for the next month, I'm trying to do 200 push-ups a day, just to, try to, ready my body, to go even further in the sports,
Sure. That's
So,
great. Well, Teddy, I think we're getting close to our 5 minutes. This is great, man. So I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to chat on Gawker Backer here. I encourage everybody to go follow Teddy over on Instagram and connect over here on Anchor. This was great, Teddy. I
yeah,
appreciate
the
it.
same for me. Thank you, man.
Thanks, man. Have a great one.
You too.
All right, Lucas, we are officially recording here. So, why don't you tell my listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
So, I'm Lucas from Lithuania in Europe. And for the last several years, I was working with ex-Googlers to build some startups. And for the last 6 months, I was building my own thing, which is Trafikita.com. And Trafikita is the next level service monitoring service, which by default can track default things like CPU, RAM, and disk space usage, but it also can track basically any output of any command.
Wow, interesting. So, what made you think about kind of starting something along those lines?
Well, for the last maybe 7 years, I was using New Relic, which is kind of leader in monitoring services, but they decided to discontinue some of the services that I was using myself. And also, I was missing opportunity to track some custom commands. Like they provide CPU, RAM, disk space, and it is provided by most monitoring services. But usually, I also want to track something like queries to my database per minute or per some other time interval. And it's and I then I have two choices: not to track those or to pay quite a lot for that information.
Sure,
And
sure.
yeah,
So
and also,
what's been, I mean, like, what's been like the biggest challenge in terms of getting this off the ground? What's been the biggest headache?
I guess shell script for me, because shell script is basically what I wanted to do is I wanted to not have any dependencies when installing the agent on the server. So I decided to use raw shell script without any dependencies, on even not using any bash or any other script languages.
Okay.
It was kind of challenging for me because I didn't have much experience writing shell scripts before. Basically, backend and front-end JavaScript developer. But yeah, I did it and it worked. And
cool.
Real cool.
Now, is this a company that is just going to be you, like your own business, or do you have other people working? Do you plan on growing?
I'm the only developer here, but I already making connections with other people in marketing, because I am not in that field myself.
Right.
So yes, I do plan to expand it and to reach more audience, but I will need help to do that. So I'm already actively looking for someone who could join me.
So, you know, when you had this idea, like, all right, I'm going to go and start creating this tool I need personally, what was the first step out of the gate? Was there a testing phase? Did you try to prove, like, all right, well, other people want this? Is it just for yourself? What was like that first step? Did you go try to raise money, write a business plan? What did you do?
I did not try to raise money, definitely, because I think that I will need to raise money only when to raise money, I think I should invest my own sum to find some gateway how to attract attention and to sell the service. Can you repeat the first part?
What was like those first steps out of the gate? Was it, were you trying to test it at all? Were you worried about finding price or finding customers? Just kind of walk me through like those first few months of like, hey, I'm going to try to start this.
It was actually quite quick for me, because I had quite a big experience with similar tools, and I had quite a bit of headaches with those. So I always wanted some monitoring solution by myself where I could track anything. And especially I also wanted to be able to do anything when something happens, because traditionally in monitoring solutions will send you an email and that's it. And there's no big to get an email if you are on the weekends on some vacation and you don't see email. But in Trafficito, you can configure to make any API call when things happen. And that is what I always wish for, because mostly the quick solution is just to restart the machine, which is stuck for any reason. Maybe RAM is gone. So I wanted to have that ability to make an API call. And I was talking about it with my colleagues from previous projects for several years. And I heard from other people that, yeah, that would be awesome, but no one does it. So finally I decided that, well, I could do it. So let's do
sure.
it. And I did it.
That's great. That's awesome. So right now where you are in this business, where do you see the next 12 months going? What's kind of horizon for the next year?
So after around 9 months from now, we have a startup event in Lithuania where I'm located.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm planning to join that event and start to win the contest of the startup of the year. And to do it, my first goal is to have as stable as possible product. And also to get attention. So to do that, I'm pushing on several platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And also I'm getting ready to produce some content for the events and for the universities, and to teach people how to monitor, how to build applications, what I have experience with, and also introduce my tool to those people. So I will connect universities and some centers that prepare people to IT world.
Gotcha. How do you go and make those connections and find those relationships? Is it all through, networking, word of mouth? Are you going to put a sales guy on your staff? Or how do you go and you reach Instagram, Facebook, all that sort of stuff?
At the moment, I try to push it by myself, but I also have a couple of guys who are interested to help me with this. And they have experience in marketing and networking. So that's how it rolls.
Gotcha. Cool. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about what the next year looks like, but what's a 5-year plan for you? I know that that's a long ways out, and who knows where the internet would even be in 5 years, or computers, you know, but like, where do you see this kind of going? And is this something that you envision as like your long-term plan?
For me, it's long-term plan. And I want to have a stable product which would provide that information, which would be flexible enough to be usable for people without much technical knowledge. So the first point is to have stable product with base things where people could configure it to the needs. The second step is to provide one-click solutions for all kinds of services. For example, if you have MongoDB running on your server, I would like to detect that and give you a notification that, hey, you have MongoDB. Maybe you are interested in queries per second or some other stats for your stack. You click the button and you have it. So that's, I would say, 6 to 12 months from now. 6 months is to get that product stable and to get first attention, first feedback, first things going. And then next step is to provide the more and more one-click solutions. And my big plan is to always have a good, strong free plan to provide this tool for everyone. So all the startups, all single developers that just building some hobby thing could use it and could benefit from it. And I plan to build other services around it to provide some specific things for corporations to gain money and to just be able to always keep free plan on Trafficator.
That's great. Very, very cool. So where can people find out more about you? How can people connect? How do they get to your world?
Just visit Trafficator.com. I also started my campaign at Instagram, so the name is the same, Trafficator. And I also just launched a Facebook page, which is also just Trafficator.
That's great. Lucas, well, I appreciate you taking time out of your day here to chat a little about what you're working on. This is awesome. And I look forward to maybe talking more. Let's make sure we stay connected. I'm intrigued as what you're working on. That's awesome.
Thank you for your time. Yes, we should stay connected.
Awesome, Lucas. Well, yeah, let's make sure we send some messages back and forth and put each other in our contacts here on Anchor. And let's do this again. This was great.
Yes. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye. All right. How about those conversations today? Yeah. So Teddy, man, Teddy just had a burst of energy coming off of him that you could feel right through that interview. So as a young kid, 19, he's got a bright future ahead of him. Teddy, definitely stay with it and keep with that positive attitude, man. That'll get you far in today's world. So very, very cool, Teddy. Thanks so much. And Lucas, you know, keep going with your business, man. It sounds like you're at a little bit of ground zero. You got a lot of work ahead of you, but it sounds like you're off to a great start. So guys, thank you both for taking time out of your day to talk on Gawker Backer. If you guys want to connect to them, listen to the interviews and reach out to them on social media and connect with them. And also, if you want to connect with me, make sure you go over to woodshed.agency and hit the chat button in the bottom right corner and shoot me a message. Ask me some questions. I'll definitely talk about it on the episodes. If you want to go over to iTunes, make sure you're a subscriber to Gawker Backer. And while you're there, subscribe to my other podcast called Successfully Funded. We've got some new interviews up there. Currently right now, we talked to Darwin's Choice, the board game over on Kickstarter. We deep dove into his campaign and how he raised $100,000 in the board game world for his first game. So a lot of great information over there. So if you guys are out there now, go and check those stuff out. And I will talk to you all later and have a great rest of the week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.